The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
See, we had some NBA records last night, Lance. Did you see that?
Holy crap. I couldn't believe. Did you see how? I assume one of them is the fact that three teams got to 140 points, three different teams in three different regulation games?
No, it was...
I saw what Golden State did.
Golden State's, first of all, 51 points in the first quarter is an NBA record.
That feels like a lot.
It does feel like a lot, but I would have thought it would have been more than 51. But I guess not. It's the second most in any quarter that they scored in franchise history. They had 57 in the third quarter against the Kings in 1989.
Oh, wait, 51's the most in just the first quarter, not the most in a quarter.
No, in the first quarter of an NBA game. That's the most.
It is on pace for 200 in a game.
that seems like a lot. The 31 point margin of victory was the largest in a game featuring the top two teams in a conference since 2010. And the 28 point average margin of victory is the most in NBA history by five teams with a minimum of five games. So it was blowout night. Warriors 142, Nuggets 111, Sixers 149, T-Wolves 107. Yeah, I guess Jimmy Butler had something to say to his former team. The Hawks 142, Thunder 126, Bucks 124, Heat 86, and Pacers 131, Suns 97. So the average margin of victory was the most in an NBA night ever.
Did you see how many of those scores were in the 140s? That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Three different games with 140s and one that got into the one that had somebody in the mid-120s.
You see, Virginia is 16-0, and they played Duke on Saturday.
Saw that.
Yeah. It's the first time Virginia will face two top AP top 10 opponents in the same week. Only two teams undefeated now, Virginia and Michigan. So, and they just played Virginia Tech and they beat the snot out of them. Mm-hmm. So, Virginia and Duke on Saturday, that'll be a good team. That'll be a good game. That Duke Syracuse game, did you watch that the other night?
Yeah, that was, I saw the first half of it.
Yeah, good. That was a good game. Good stuff going on. So there's that. Jared. This is not Jared from Subway, is it?
Oh man!
No.
Really?
Well, are you?
He's so wrong. He's so wrong.
Are you a Cowboy fan, Jared?
Yes, sir. I am.
Well,
man.
Then you remind me of Jared from Subway.
Jared the Jeweler. Why you got to go with the Subway guy, man?
Because it says you want to talk about the Cowboys. Jared.
You ain't got to hide your kids around me, all right? I'm good.
Yeah, anyway, he's good.
Look, guys, I got two things. One, man, I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan, and like any Cowboys fan, what happened last weekend, I mean, it just made me sick, you know. It's like we were more out-coached than we were out-played, you know. And I really need to see some things happen this offseason more with the coaching staff than the players, in my opinion. And, you know, Jason Garrett, I don't think he's going anywhere. He's too much of a yes man. And I don't think – and so we need to get rid of Scott Linehan. But do you think with Scott Linehan, like, do you think he would be a better pairing with perhaps Bill O'Brien? Because I know the Texans need a coordinator. So what do y'all think?
Done such a hell of a job with Dak.
I
don't know what's going on with your what do you think is going to go on with your coaching staff? I think Jerry's, you know what he's going to do? He's going to extend Jason Garrett, and Jason Garrett is probably isn't going to do much of anything with his coaching staff.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of changes.
No. I don't know. He lost me. I want to talk about the Cowboys. So will you talk about it, Lance?
Well, I don't have a lot to talk about with the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I do.
No.
I mean, I do think that the Cowboys, you know what? I mean, to me, the whole key to their success, and I think they figured it out actually, is how do you, how do you handle Dak Prescott? How do you handle Ezekiel Elliott? Who gets? I mean, it has to be a Zeke forward team. Zeke has got to get the touches, and he's got to get the carries, and he's got to eat. We already know that. So how do you manage Dak to get the best out of him? Because he still has those wild inconsistencies. I will say that Amari Cooper move was a substantially better move than I ever expected. It did give Dak a very good target, and he still has plenty of good football left in him. So that was very critical. I think finding a pass-catching tight end will be important to them. I think it's less about coaching and more about you're going to have to surround Dak with a ton of things to succeed. He just clearly has to have things optimal for him to succeed. Our guy doesn't need that. Our guy is an amazing quarterback no matter who's around. Even if he's throwing to undrafted free agents like Vincent Smith, it's not a problem. And he's got, D-Hop's okay.
I mean, but didn't we just see him in his last game? Was he incredible in that one?
Yeah.
I think he had a shoulder problem or something.
Huh.
No. He's talking about Deshaun.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He probably was hurt or something.
Yeah, see? He's saying...
What? I didn't hear that. Deshaun wasn't hurt.
Well...
And he was incredible. But he was incredible.
He was incredible.
Yeah, he was incredible.
So on that fourth and one slant where he threw it into the dirt,
yeah,
that was an incredible throw?
Incredible.
No, it was a bad route.
How about if D-Hop gets to the spot?
Yeah.
You mean in the turf? That's the spot he should have been in?
Go dive down. He had to get it away from the defensive back, who was trailing by 3 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly.
Right. I mean, run a better route.
He was open by 3 yards.
Open enough.
But that wasn't the route, though. Probably there was a choice route, and he was supposed to go the other way.
Right.
No, it was a slant.
It was a stick, and he...
And he what?
Screwed it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably.
So you are such in Deshaun's bag that you will downgrade and besmirch the all-pro wide receiver?
No, it's not that.
It's
called talking about football, Dell.
I don't know if
it's
you know this.
Talk.
I don't know if you know this.
Real talk.
But DeAndre Hopkins is on your team, too.
Yeah.
He plays for you, the Texans.
He ain't number four, is he?
Really good.
No, he's just the best player on the team. But that's all.
Says you.
No, says everyone, probably.
No. Deshaun. That's it. It's all about Deshaun. He threw those 50 touchdown passes, like I said.
No, he didn't. He didn't, like actually.
He did to me. Okay. So, well, you can say what you want, Del.
Through those 50 touchdown passes. He did to me. John, you can't just make up facts and say, well, in my world, he did.
Well, I can do what I want. And I hear a lot of people saying, would you rather have Deshaun or Pat Mahomes? Stop already.
Well, answer the question, John. Who would you rather have?
That's a silly question.
No, but
I'm not going to answer because it's dumb. He doesn't need to answer.
But let's
that
just
question.
Say no question's a dumb question, John. That's what some people say. What's the answer?
I think every question's a dumb question. Okay. All right.
Well, I do think one question is really dumb. Will you marry me? That's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
Will you
dumbest question ever uttered.
Will you stop building that wall so I can watch you in your bikini?
I would never ask that question.
Gross.
If you missed the first segment, that's a reference to a 55-year-old grandma or so. She might be older. Who walks around in a bikini? I would never ask. And she's building a wall. I would never ask that question.
Around Dell's house.
No, around her house, thankfully.
Why did you... Why don't you... What does the bikini look like, Dell? What color is it?
I don't remember. All I remember was folds of skin. I wasn't looking at the color.
I don't like any of the... I don't like this segment.
Wait, what if she's listening to the show and you're calling a 55-year-old grandma?
I mean, credit to her. She's not fat. She's thin. It's just loose.
What?
Yeah. Here's what we've had this segment. Cowboys talk. Loose skin.
Loose granny.
I mean, I'll give her credit. She's not a mess. It's just what you might expect from an older woman.
Is she the older woman in Something About Mary? Because that's what Tongue Dark Chris thinks.
She's not that tan, but she's got that grizzly Madonna look. But not as fit. She's got that thin grizzle look like Madonna.
Are you the ice dragon trying to break down the wall like Raheel thinks?
Nah, I'm the Wildlings defending the wall. At the end of the last season, hopefully the wall stays. I don't want anyone breaking through.
I'm defending the wall.
Oh. 812 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. We got some callers. We'll get you in on the other side.
Do you know that there's another host who reached out to me yesterday and said, "Hey, I was listening to your podcast yesterday, and I agree with you on Mr. Robot." And the first thing I thought of was, "Oh my God, another host is listening to our podcast." And I thought, "Am I proud of what we're doing?" And I said, "No, I'm not proud of what we're doing at all. But too bad, it's on tape, so there's nothing we can do about it."
I'm very that proud segment, of what we're doing.
Yeah.
That segment?
Yeah.
That segment's on tape. Cowboys talk, loose skin.
That was a great segment.
It's you trying to get John to choose between Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson.
That's a stupid.
Just a lot of bad stuff.
That's
There's
a stupid
a lot of bad
question.
Stuff in that segment.
It's a stupid question between Pat Mahomes. Who would want Pat Mahomes over Deshaun?
See, at least I just asked you to answer, and you just did. Yeah. You're avoiding the question. Now you answer.
I'm not going to. Well, me personally, I won't even dignify that.
No, that's not even worth it. It's not worth even my time. You know who is? Jeff Aronoff. And Absolute Marble and Granite. That's who's worthy of your time. Okay? Absolute Marble and Granite. Okay? Jeff Aronoff comes to your home or your business and he fixes it. He makes it better. You got to put something into your house. You can't, or your business. You can't just take. If you think that you're going to be able to sell your house when you've got a crappy backyard or crappy patio or crappy fireplace or crappy, countertops or vanities, well, you're wrong, because crap doesn't sell, okay? It's crap. This is the crap commercial. Your house is crap. House smells like crap, too, probably. Listen, if you're looking to have your house not smell like crap anymore, just call Jeff. It'll smell like wonderful marble and tile. You know what that smells like? Roses. Smells like wonderful, as opposed to your house right now or your business. If you're sick of your crappy house, all you got to do is call Jeff Aronoff and he'll fix it. He'll bring marble in or granite, and that's cool. All you got to do is give him a call, 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. 20% off. Tell him you heard it right here. Absolute Marble and Granite.
Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Inappropriate, David. Inappropriate. Did you guys mention loose skin and he's got to pick a gif of Buffalo Bill? Inappropriate. Dancing around with his junk between his legs. Hey, did you guys see on Twitter, Amy, Sean's fiance, Sean Pendergast's fiance, Sean Pendergast, who's at another station, his fiance, by the way, congratulations to Sean and Amy for getting engaged. We forgot to mention that. She lost her dog, and everybody's sending condolences. Dell and I seem to think that we're sending condolences to Sean.
Yeah, he's the one going through a really tough time. Who's he going to blame his farts on now?
Yeah.
Like,
blame it on the dog.
The dog was always the one you could count. Maybe Amy had already determined the farts. I'm sure she smelled his farts and that dog's farts for years now. She might have already known. You also said something a little uglier.
What?
About, well, now there's one less person whose crap you have to wipe.
That's true. Well, right. I mean, I just don't understand the whole dog thing. Ah, it's a dog. Get over it. I remember when Yanni, he lost his dog died. I was like, come on, let's go out. He goes like, oh, I just lost my dog. I was like, so throw it in the backyard. Let's go.
You can't. Just loosely throw it in the backyard.
You're such a
You don't even
person.
Want to bury it? You just want to throw it back there?
Well, get it later.
How about toss it in the neighbor's yard and walk away?
Whatever.
Let's just go out.
Just do it later. Whatever.
You're so bad.
Let the birds eat. Whatever. I mean, it's a dog. It's a dog. Whatever.
No. What if Jinxie Cat? Something happened to Jinxie Cat.
Jinxie Cat died. Jinxie's dead.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. You know what I didn't do? You know what? We moved from the house, we couldn't bring the Jinxie the cat with us, so I gave it to Chad. And Chad had it outside, and he liked the cat. The cat was there for a while. Cat gets sick. It's like 100 years old. Well, it's a natural. He takes it to the vet and spends $2,000 on it. I was like, Chad, what are you doing? Oh, well, it was sick. Yeah, it's sick. It's 100 years old. What are you doing? Boy. At $2,000, we could have drank Coors Lights with.
This is just so John, this segment. But you probably shouldn't bring up dogs. That's why I didn't really realize in my first week of getting back on the show with John, we get Lance McCullers in studio, which is great. The Astros just won a World Series. Lance McCullers in, and like, yeah, he's going to talk about dog, you know, as his foundation. He's really big with dog rescue and all this. And Dell immediately goes, oh, you're having John do that? And I was like, well, what's the problem? Now I know the problem.
It's a dog. Move on. No, I feel bad for Amy. I guess if you get attached.
Yeah, we can tell.
If you get attached to it, I guess. Whatever. You know what? Oh, well.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Hey, that dog did you a favor.
I mean,
less food you have to buy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And then when you go anywhere, what do you? Oh, well, we got to take care of the dog. Oh, God. Might as well have another kid.
And if the dog is sick, now you're taking it for surgeries.
Yeah. No. Like, yeah. And Chad, he had a dog. He had an Ugga dog. The thing just couldn't even move. That's all it does is pant. It can't breathe.
Those dogs are awesome. What are you talking about?
It's the worst. They can't do anything. They're so fat. They just, I mean, it's just sitting there. Man. It's breathing.
Dale, are you okay with all this?
Chad would have been better off if Bevo got to that dog.
Yes.
Like if Bevo followed through with Chad's dog, he would have been better off.
Bevo's carrying it around on its horn.
Gored and paled on Bevo's horns. Chad would have been better off.
Yeah. Instead, he spent like $10,000 on surgeries.
In fact, if Bevo
he used to give it pills. I swear to God, it was like $400 a month for pills for the dog.
If Bevo speared his dog, he gets to sue the University of Texas. He comes out ahead.
Yeah.
But now.
Now what?
He's putting down $400 a month for pills.
You buy food for it.
Now Dell's in with you, too. Now Dell's cast his lot.
I just love the visual of Bevo taking out a bulldog. That's all.
Walking around with it on his horn.
Yeah, just swinging it around. Bevo struggling to get the dog off his horns.
Anyway. All right. I love dogs. Let's get Paul in here. We got two Pauls.
Which one?
Astros offseason. Screw the Cowboys. What do you say,
Paul?
Yeah,
I also thought of Dell's Game of Thrones character. I think he's the Nigerian curmudgeon. I don't know if they have that on Game of
no,
Thrones.
No, that's actually one of the dude's problems. He's catching heat for not having black characters in the show. I would never be on that show.
Oh, you're talking about the one who tricks Khaleesi, right?
He wasn't Nigerian or a curmudgeon. He was just a shifter. A trickster is what he was. He eventually died.
Keep that in mind, Del. So, keep that in mind.
Regarding the Astros, the offseason's been a little underwhelming thus far, which I think will get them to exactly where they were last year, the ALCS, because the Yankees and Red Sox are in an arms race. One's going to win the East. One's going to be the wild card. The Indians, you know, the Astros are still better than them, and they're the Indians are best in class in the Central. But the Astros, if they're going to make it to the World Series, they need another hammer pitcher. Mm-hmm. And I don't see one necessarily on the free agent market. And unless they get one by trade, they're going to have to get one at the deadline. So I really hope that that's Luno's plan, because you can't make it to the World Series with Colin McHugh as your number three starter.
Are you sure that it's not going to be Whitley or Corbin? Or, you know, I'm not sure that Colin McHugh is either. Colin McHugh is probably your fourth. I don't know. Josh James, maybe you're fifth. I don't know. I think Whitley has got to step up. We've seen young rookies step up. The Dodgers just had a guy, and he turned into their third starter and had himself a big year. You got to count on some young guys. Or, like you said, man, I would have loved to have seen him made. There's nothing. Jeff Luhnow. Jeff Luhnow is – he doesn't part willingly with young, good prospects.
Ooh, he is the anti-Maury.
Yeah, he really is. He's like, no, we're holding on to our guys. And that's a good – look what they've done. I mean, it's hard to criticize what Jeff Luhnow does, but – It has been a really quiet offseason. It reminds me kind of a little bit of the Rockets offseason, last offseason. The Warriors get DeMarcus Cousins and the Rockets get Carmelo Anthony.
Well, but DeMarcus Cousins is nothing. I mean, that's a nothing pickup. He still isn't even playing.
No, but he's playing this week. It could be Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that gives him enough time to, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, well, you know what? The Red Sox and the Yankees both have bolstered themselves and the Astros haven't.
Yeah. No,
and
that's
the Astros
true.
Weren't as good as the Red Sox last year. They just weren't.
The obviously the Gerrit Cole move we didn't see coming last year. And I feel like they kind of lucked into Verlander a little bit. I love the Cole move. They are doing some different things to retool their lineup and their bench, which I think is smart. But all of us know this is not currently – I mean, you've got a one and a two, but after that, it's a toss-up. And it's a little concerning, because there is not going to be a McCullers this year. There is no Uncle Charlie. There is no there's not going to be a Dallas Keuchel. There's a lot of guys that you've depended on for innings over the last 3 years who are not going to – 2 to 3 years who are not going to be there now. And it's got to come from somewhere, and I don't think it's going to come from within. I think filling two of the spots will be within, but I feel like that third's got to come from somewhere else. But if you look at the free agency market, it's just dried up. Everything's all dried up. This is going to have to be a trade. It just has to. Unless they think Whitley, McHugh, and fill in the blank are able to do it. And I'm saying Whitley, but I don't know if there's another pitcher in the minors that has the same profile of excellence that we've been led to believe through Baseball America's ratings.
Yeah. He's got something up his sleeve. He's got to. Because this is your last hurrah with Verlander. And and we talk about windows. This window is here and it's now. You got Verlander one more year.
Yes.
So, and you got Cole, obviously arbitrary. You got to get him signed to a long-term deal too. So this window is right here and it's right now, and you're not as good as the Yankees or the Red Sox right now. So I don't know if Jim Crane is going to answer these questions. He's got a press conference this morning at Memorial, but they've been pretty quiet. This has been, Michael Brantley saw stats about the Astros in contact. And they are one of the best contact teams in baseball, and they got better with Michael Brantley. He's a great contact guy. And contact means something offensively because of the – listen, it's probably one of the more important stats right now because of all the strikeouts in baseball. Right. Just making contact is kind of a big deal. So it was Brantley's a nice pickup. You're still – is Chirinos your answer at catcher? I don't know. Is Diaz really going to be Marwin Gonzalez? I don't know. You're going into the season with a lot more question marks than you've had the last few years. That's for sure. 829 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The 25th, we're going to be back at Prime Social. That's next Friday, and that's their anniversary, Lance.
Yep.
That's their one-year anniversary, and it is going to be huge. So come on and hang out. Play. The more you play in cash games, you are going to be, if you been one of the top 80 in cash games from now until February 9th, you're going to be entered free into their $20,000 guaranteed free roll. How's that?
That's pretty sweet. And, you know, that means all you're doing is getting out there and giving yourself a chance to win every time you play in those cash games. And then you have a chance to win once you're in the free roll. If you're not in the free roll, that means you didn't play enough, but that's okay. Don't worry. There's still time for you to get out there and play. And we're talking about no limit games, fixed limit Omaha games. They've got a lot of different types of limit and no limit games available for you in terms of cash games, but also the daily tournaments at noon. And Sunday, they're at 2 o'clock, a chance for you to go compete in tournament format with our friends over at Prime. Just know this, Prime Social, you drive right in, you step right into a valet situation, they will park your car and handle it. You go in, and you've got security waiting, and you know that it's a safe environment, and then it's beautiful. As soon as you step in with the vaulted ceilings, the big glass encased VIP room, and of course, 20 tables and 29 different, actually there's more than 20 tables now, and there's 29 different TVs that surround the place. Great food, great beverages, great staff, great poker. It's the premier poker place in the city of Houston. For more information, go to PrimeSocialTX.com or just head on down to 7801 Westheimer, right there between Fondren and Voss. It's Prime Social.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We've got guys who've been waiting. Paul wants to talk Cowboys and Texans for some reason.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, I know Dallas laid an egg and everything. I understand that. But you have to understand, missing an O-lineman, we got one viable wide receiver, need one on the other side, don't have that. Ain't got nobody coming across the middle on third down. Witten's gone, which is my grandson's name, Witten. You know, they get those pieces put together and everything, I think they'll probably be all right. I'm going to hang up and let y'all discuss that a minute.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I hope they get that put together.
I don't feel like you're serious about that.
What are we supposed to be discussing? The Cowboys have missing pieces?
Yeah.
Is that what we're supposed to be talking about?
Yeah, we're a sports talk station, guys. Let's kick it around.
Yeah, we just saw them. We know they have missing pieces.
Hope they can shore that up. Gosh.
They're
going to
be fine. They're going to be fine.
Yeah, they're going to be just fine.
I think they should stand pat. I feel like next year, with the growth on the roster, they'll be fine. And Michael Gallup's a nice receiver.
Yeah.
Give it time. He was a second-year player, I think.
Yeah, and Jarwin's just fine. You're good at tight end.
Blake Jarwin is not good enough.
Just move on.
Blake Jarwin is not good enough. Don't you have a basketball player from Baylor or something?
Scott Linehan is fine. Oh, yeah, we feel bad that you lost an offensive lineman.
Yeah, Gallup was a rookie. Allow him to grow. You don't need another wide receiver.
No, you're good.
How about Dak actually hit him in stride for once?
You know what? You should trade all of your draft picks. You don't need them. You already traded your first rounders. Trade all of them. Yeah, you don't need them. Your guys are good.
I don't feel like you're giving Paul the information that he wants.
You made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Give the Steelers a first next year, your second this year, and a second next year for Antonio Brown. There's a wide receiver who's waiting to come to the Cowboys.
There you go.
Seems like too much, Paul. That seemed like too much.
No, it's good. Four firsts for Antonio Brown. Right? How's that? That sounds good.
And if you're looking for an offensive tackle, Kendall Lamb is right down the street.
Witten's my grandson.
No name. He named his.
I know. That's his kid's. That's his grandson's name.
What's wrong with that?
Witten.
What's wrong with that?
Because he should have been Deshaun.
What? Did you hear that accent? You think someone in that family's being named Deshaun?
Will you stop judging Dell? He could have named his son JJ.
Well, that makes JJ? Sense. But you heard Paul. You think someone in that family's being named Deshaun?
Not really.
I don't know.
Did that sound like Cowboy fan right there? Hey, yeah, that's all we got to do, y'all. Yeah.
What's that referencing, Dell?
We need an offensive lineman. We got to get another wide receiver. Someone go across the middle. Witten's my grandson.
Yeah. What do you mean, what's it referencing? You heard the voice.
What does a voice mean? I don't know what voices sound like.
The accent wasn't one that you would assume would have a child with the name Deshaun in the family.
I can't tell. I don't hear color.
His next grandson
is going to
I didn't
say anything about color. I said accent.
His next grandson's going to be named Jadavian.
I feel like that might not happen.
Maybe Irvin. He might name a since they like Irvin. They like last names as first names in that family.
How about Staubach?
Staubach's not a first name.
Oh, really?
Roger?
Roger is.
Roger. Old school. He can name his son Roger.
Aikman. If you can name him Whitney, can name him Aikman.
I'm not disagreeing.
Troy. Right?
What other? What about White Shoes? Did White Shoes play there? Did he ever play for the...
No, I don't think he ever played for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I can see Pearson.
What was the pot-smoking center that they had?
Oh, Mark Stepnoski.
Yeah, name it Stepnoski. Yeah, it's my grandson, Stepnoski. What? That's his first name?
I could see them naming their kid like Newton.
You know, guys, we had a chance
for Nate Newton.
Did you hear him? He ain't naming him Newton.
Why not? Newton's a nice cowboy name. Newton.
Newton drives around with vans full of pot.
Newton does sound like that could be a name.
Yeah, he could name his kids a grandson Newton.
Newton?
Yeah.
No. I kind of feel like he's more going to be, this is my grandson, Sean Lee.
You think Novacek is a better
Novacek.
Name?
Novacek. Now, Novacek. There's a name. There's a grandson's name.
Jay.
No.
I don't feel like he's going
to. It's last the name names, of the last the first names. Names.
Man, I'm just not feeling any of these. I don't feel any of these last names. What about Van Der Esch?
Yeah, now there.
No, Leighton. I can see a name like Leighton.
You got to have Nordic blood to be a Leighton.
Well, you don't know where Paul's from. Originally.
Either do you, Dell. Either do you, and you're saying he might not name his son, his grandson. Look, first of all, he doesn't get to name his grandson, first of all.
Well, I'm pretty sure he had something to do with it being named Whitten.
Yeah, you think that was you think the wife was like, sure. Oh,
what do you mean you can't name him Stepnoski? He named him Whitten. That's not a name. That's not a first name.
You've never heard it. That's why it is a first name.
No, so is Stepnoski. Okay. I never heard Barkevius either, but that's a first name.
I hope there's a cousin named Let.
Barkevius isn't even what they call Kiki Mingo.
Let for Leon.
There ain't no Lets in that family. Okay? We're going a certain type of cowboy player.
What are you talking about?
We're going a certain
type. I don't see that. I just think great cowboys of the past.
Yeah, Staubach.
Staubach's too... That's aggressive for a first name.
How about White?
Well, that's two on the nose.
Danny, after Danny.
I know, call him White. I know where you're going. I'm just saying it's two on the nose.
Let's get Brian in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Brian?
Hey, guys. Quick question. You know, the Rockets situation with Daniel House not reaching an agreement and they're needing a wing. Two names I'm going to throw out there. I know Melo's still available. That was a joke. But right up the street, Israel, Amari Stoudemire. He's only 36, 6'10". I'm sure he can still do it. He's playing in Israel. I'll hang up and listen.
All the best ballers are in Israel right now at 36. I don't feel like that's what you need to do is add Stoudemire.
By the way, you need a wing player.
Yeah.
That's not Amari Stoudemire.
No.
Hmm.
No, I don't feel like that's a good idea. I don't feel like there's been much good advice going on in this segment.
No. No. All right, let's get back to the Cowboys and what they're going to do.
No.
Because I'm worried about them. Why would you call this show and, hey, boy, if we can just get this.
Because he thought it was a sports talk show. He didn't know it was a sports hate show.
He heard a couple cowboy calls and thought, hey, this is a safe place for me to ask questions.
Well, he found out different.
It's not a safe place, Paul. It's not.
It's not a safe place for
you
anything.
You want to go to a safe place? Go to 610. It's safer there.
It is. You'll be welcomed with your Cowboys discussion. In fact, they probably, the grandson's name Whitten, they probably greet you with an aw. Oh. Not here. You get ridiculed for the next 5 minutes.
Oh. Hey, Dell, there's hope for you. There's a New York Post story about a 72-year-old grandma that married a teenager she met at her son's funeral.
That's not hope.
That's hope for you.
I'm not looking for that.
You and the granny next story. I know she's building a wall between you two, but there's still hope. Because you know what? You might be able to crawl underneath.
It's like a half a foot gap for whatever reason.
You can crawl underneath her wall.
I don't want to crawl underneath. I just want to defend the wall.
There's hope for you.
I'm not looking for that. It's not hope. It's a nightmare.
In a granny bikini. All right. 713-780-3776.
Brandon says, Brandon goes, I am certain this is not the segment Paul had in mind when he called in.
No. Oh, DJ says, Frankie says, Dad, Fluffy died. Shut up and just throw it in the backyard. Birds will take care of the old carcass. Pops a Coors Light, yells, Wendy, bring me a sandwich.
Does that
That's
feel
not
accurate?
Me. That's not our house. That's not how it works.
Does that feel accurate?
No. We don't have a dog named Fluffy.
The cat is named Fluffy, not the dog, right?
Oh, yeah, no, Fluffy was not the cat either. We don't have a Fluffy.
It was Jinx. Socks. We called it Jinxie.
Jinxie.
White socks. Because it had white socks.
Yeah, very clever.
Literally naming. Had white socks.
I take Paul's grandkid being named Witten over naming a cat Socks because he had white socks.
He did. We don't know if it was a he or a she. We're not sure.
You guys didn't even check, huh?
I'm not looking down there. Just not interested. Whatever.
Let me tell you about Texas Custom Patios,
Go
guys.
Cat around. I don't care. What you do. I don't care who you're with, Kat.
I will.
You're not judging that cat's lifestyle?
I'm not judging, no. I don't know what that cat thought of itself.
I'm sure that cat was not binary and was on a spectrum. You know, that cat did what he wanted.
No, whatever.
Go ahead, Lance.
You guys ready? Well, listen.
I was just happy getting into this commercial.
Yeah, listen, you don't have to look at a cat's privates, but I do want you to go to Texas Custom Patio's website. Okay, very different things. TCPLance.com. That's the website to go see what my backyard looked like before and what it looks like now. The difference is staggering. When I walk outside every single day, I am happy because I've got the big vaulted ceiling, the sound system in there. I got the television where I can watch my games, watch Everton lose leads late in the match, go out there, have a cocktail, get some draft stuff done, have guests out there, have company out there. We watch some of the the Sugar Bowl out there, me and Ned from across the street. Kids can go out there and eat pizza. I mean, it's a place for you to just go and enjoy yourself, for your kids to go and enjoy yourself. Make your home truly a home that you want to live in and you want to experience and enjoy by getting a brand new patio or an outdoor living space or an outdoor kitchen or maybe a room addition, a screened-in porch, a sunroom. These are all things that Texas Custom Patio does. They use the very top quality materials, and then they can really turn it into a whole project complete with drainage that is added to your yard or to your patio system. They can add a fire pit, brand new windows and siding. They can do it all, and that's what they did for me, and they can do the same thing for you. They will match, they will design the patio, show you in the design exactly what it's going to look like, and that's exactly what it is going to be. And then you're going to find out that dollar for dollar, you get your money back. You don't get your money back with a pool, but you do get your money back with a patio when you decide to sell, because it is something that people really covet here in the city of Houston. Make sure you go to Texas Custom Patio's website. And one of the best ways is go through the portal with My Backyard, and you can get directly to them by going to tcplance.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Did you guys see Burger King sent out a tweet? Due to a large order placed yesterday, we're all out of hamburgers. Just serving hamburgers today. did you see our president said, because of the shutdown, I served them massive amounts of fast food. I paid over 1,000 hamburgers, etc. Their new logo is Burger King. The Chick-fil-A cow has eat more birder. Can we stop? Our great president made a slight mistake. I don't know how, though, spell check didn't catch that. Hamburger?
It had red line under it. There's no question the red line was under it.
Does he not proofread his tweets?
Well, I'm not going to. I'm never going to talk about people screwing up their tweets because I will screw up syntax or spelling all the time. So
Well, I don't know about syntax or spelling, but it changes words on your stuff. And you're like, what the hell? I didn't say that. I kind of like to be grammatically correct when I tweet. I try to spell things right. If there's a red line, then I go, hey, something's not right here. I don't know. So there's all that. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in on ESPN 97.5. This story, the 10 most important people left in the... let me ask you this, Lance. Because the Bears lost, Bears were basically the only defensive team.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. I guess the Eagles... Well, you can't say the Eagles won it with defense last year. Tom Brady had 500 yards. You know, they outscored them. And you look at these teams that are left, they're all unbelievably explosive when you know, even Brady, you know, obviously Brady and his offense, but you look at Kansas City, you look at the Rams, you look at the Saints and how they can all score, all the speed that they have on both on all four of these teams, unbelievable team speed. And then you think about our Texans and how far away they are. We're talking about offensive linemen and we're talking about cornerbacks. You have got to get another playmaker, a big playmaker.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And it's but here's the problem. I think it needs to come at running back. That's why I've been advocating for Le'Veon Bell, because I don't think you can prioritize wide receiver from a draft standpoint. You have too many needs. And you do know you have at least one and maybe two playmakers who are always hurt. So I'm not saying we'll see with QT. With Fuller, we've already got quite a sample size. But I think the playmaker needs to come at the running back position. I think that's where you go get your playmaker. And if it's not going to be running, if it's not going to be in the draft, which you can find running backs later in the draft, you can get a little lucky. But your money that you're talking about spending, maybe you go spend that, if not on cornerback, at running back. And you look at Le'Veon Bell. And I know that feels like just a fan thing to say, just go get the highest paid, biggest name guy. But, I mean, the ability to help out the offense and to help out Deshaun Watson, I just think supersedes everything else. And you talked about the window being open right now for the Astros. I think the window is in the early stages of opening, but it's also going to kind of close a little bit if you don't really have a good offseason and draft over the next 2 years. So Le'Veon Bell's one of those guys that, to me, Deshaun Watson's job gets so much easier with the run and pass option in Le'Veon Bell. A lot easier.
Okay, so the Texans are 7th in free agent money available. Almost $15 million. Is any of these guys, what about Golden Tate? What about a John Brown?
Is John Brown out there after just 1 year?
Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent.
John Brown's pretty interesting. Yeah, he's another guy that doesn't stay on the field, though. He's got sickle cell stuff, so when you travel to certain teams, he struggles. And, well, primarily Denver, obviously. But I don't know. He's had a hard time staying on the field this year, too. Golden Tate, I love. But Golden Tate feels like you're basically telling Kiki QT to get lost. And I guess he can play in Fuller's spot if Fuller gets hurt.
Well, as soon as Fuller gets hurt, you're in that spot. Or when Kiki QT gets hurt, he put him in the slot.
I mean, are we really talking about wide receivers when the cornerbacks? I know. I almost feel like cornerback. I've come to the realization that J.J., Sharice Wright, like they need three corners. Where the hell are they getting three corners?
And I've come to the realization that you need a Tyreek Hill, that you need a Brandon Cooks, that you need a Tariq Cohen. You need a little guy that and someone that's actually going to be on the field, not Kiki, because apparently he has the tightest hamstrings in the history of people. You need somebody that is going to be able to run around and just run past people. I'm one of these little guys. I mean, this is going to be the newest sensation, this little Tyreek Hill thing. But you got to find a guy that's like a world-class track athlete. I'm not asking much. I'm just saying one of the fastest people in the world. That's all. That's what you got to find. That's what the league, it's all speed. All these teams are built on just speed.
Yeah. Well, they want to get the Texans want to get faster too. They talked about it. It's one of the reasons they've drafted Fuller and QT over time. I don't think it's lost on them that they need speed. I think this discussion that people for years have been saying, the Texans have a good roster. They just need to coach it better. No, the Texans roster was top heavy with some talent, and there was a failing middle class, and the back end was easily replaceable. It was a house of cards in terms of how it was built. You could find some talent, but it was not built for long-term success. And now that players are getting older, and I'll never forget talking about drafting cornerbacks, and everyone thought, they just drafted Kevin Johnson, and J.J.'s still great, and Kareem's still great. Like, this is what happens when you wait and wait and wait, and then you let Bouye walk, which was dumb. When you do all this stuff, there is a price to be paid. And now you have to pay the iron price because you had to in the postseason because you don't have any ability to cover anymore because you waited too long. You can't wait until it's drastic like right now. You have to handle it before it gets drastic. And look, they added Colvin. They added Kevin Johnson. Miss.
Yeah, okay. And they still need offensive linemen.
I know.
And they still need another wide receiver. And they still need a running back. And you wait till everything till it's drastic. I mean, you were supposed to fill the cornerback position. How about filling? What about all the other things you have to fill?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why you can't afford to screw up. You can't have bad drafts, and you can't afford to screw up your middle rounds.
Okay.
You just can't. There's too many screwed up middle rounds for the Texans.
That's why Rick's not here. So Brian Gaines saying, yeah, oh, we know that. Thanks. Yep. Thanks, Lance. We know that.
I know. Like, I'm telling him
right.
Something.
All right. Raheel's joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, what about Craig DeSurf?
Craig DeSurf is fantastic. And the whole group at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is fantastic. And that's one of the reasons that I love to speak for him is because I know that not only are you going to get a great deal and a great offer, you're really going to enjoy your car buying experience. And that's important to me. I want you guys to enjoy your car buying experience because when you do, then that means you're more likely to tell other people. And if I speak for them, I don't want you to be unhappy with anybody I advertise for. And I've turned down other opportunities to speak for other places, including car dealerships. And when Craig DeSurf, when I had the opportunity to get back on board with him when I came back over to this station, I jumped at it because that's how highly I think of him. If you go to LanceZCars.com, you can see their inventory. You can do an inventory search. They have 303 vehicles right now. They have the GMC Sierra pickup truck, the 2019 Acadia, and the 2019 Terrain for 19% off MSRP. Your Buicks for qualified buyers, the Buick models are 0% financing for 72 months. That's a great offer for you. How about the Chevy Suburban, $3,500 total cash allowance available on select 2018 Suburban vehicles in stock. Plus, they're going to give you $1,500 in down payment assistance when you finance with GMC Financial. Now is the time to go to the website, LanceZCars.com. Find that pickup truck you love. Find that SUV, that crossover, or that car, and get into that next great vehicle that you are going to use as your second home when you're driving in this Houston traffic. You can find it in Angleton, and you can find it for thousands less at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. To check out all the inventory in stock, go to LanceZCars.com.